Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I want to talk about systems, but in particular, marketing systems. See, for most coaches, consultants, professional service type businesses, they don't go into business going, I can't wait to be a marketer. I can't wait to be able to market my business day in, day out, and be able to get more clients. They go into business because they want to help people, because they've got a skill set that they're really good at in which they can have an impact in the world. But unfortunately, you can't do one without being good at the other. And it's not about being a great marketer. It's not about being able to go and get thousands of people week in, week out, and have to run around like a headless chook, hustling day in, day out. Not at all. I couldn't think of anything worse. Like with anything in your business, things that are systemized are the things that run the smoothest, are the things that you know you can rely upon. You know what the outcome's going to be. I would say the biggest mistake that people make within their business is that they worry about, how am I going to market? Am I going to use Facebook ads? Am I going to use SEO? Am I going to go to 10 networking events per month? Am I going to whatever that thing is? That's actually the last piece of the puzzle. If you don't have other foundations in place, it doesn't matter where you go, what you do, how you spend your money. The systems that you put in place probably won't work. So what do you do when someone's actually interested in your problem that you solve? How do you nurture them? How do you educate them? How do you show them that you are the right solution? How do you bring them to an appointment? How do you sell to them? What's the journey you take them on? For a lot of people, there's no thought process that goes into any of that. And therefore, this is what it looks like. They come across somebody, however, and they go, that person says, oh, I'm interested in the problem. I've got the problem that you solve. And then that's where it falls to pieces. It's all made up. There's no rhyme or reason to what the steps are that happens next. Now, to me, that's where we're sort of throwing mud at the wall, hoping that it sticks. We need a process that, okay, if person does this, this is what happens next. And then this is what happens. And then this is what happens. And there might be 4, 5, 6, 7 stepping stones to take the person who goes, oh, I'm interested in that, all the way through to, is there a fit and can we actually help you or not? Having systems in your marketing is what allows you then to have the freedom and to be able to choose the different channels you want to use. And the mistake that people make is they think that it's about the channels. I'll go throw $500 on Facebook ads. I'll go and get ranked on Google and number one with SEO. If I turn up to 3 networking events, I'm sure I'm going to be able to hand out enough business cards. Those things actually don't matter. What matters is what happens underneath that. And that's what has to get built first. When we have new people coming into Partnership Club, the first 60, 70 days, we want to build foundations. And then we can have fun with the channels. So if we don't have foundations in place, all the channels are going to do, and we talk about our partner channel, our networks channel, our social channel, our live and leverage channel, our retargeting channel, but you could have Facebook ad channel, LinkedIn ad channel, just posting on social media channel, SEO channel, networking channel. None of those channels are going to be anywhere near effective without foundations in place. What are the middle of funnel activities? What are the bottom of funnel activities? How are you going to sell to the right person? How are you going to make sure you've got the right person? for a lot of businesses, we don't think about putting the right foundations, systems, in place, and therefore we create more work than what we should be. It's probably why most people don't market their business anywhere to the extent that they should, day in, day out, because they know they're actually creating themselves more work, not less work. So have a look at your business. Do you have a way to be able to capture people? Do you have a way to educate, nurture, train those people how good you are? Do you have a way to qualify the right people and show them that you have the solution to help them? Do you have a way to get people to raise their hands? Do you have a way to be able to qualify them? Do you have a way to be able to sell to them? Marketing and sales is a system. And when you put a system in place, marketing and sales becomes really easy, to the extent that it'll happen without you. And that's what you want to get to, where you can be doing whatever you want day in, day out, and you know leads will still be coming in because you have a marketing system in place. So have a look now at your business. What do you need to change? What do you need to improve? Where do you need to start? It doesn't matter where you're at. What matters is that you build the pieces of the puzzle that makes marketing, sales, business easier for you. Hopefully that's been helpful. If it's the first time you're listening to us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to our Get More Referrals Today podcast, either on Spotify, look up Referral Marketing Guru, iTunes, Referral Marketing Guru, or here on Podbean. Grab our 9-point referral game plan, michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. The link is also in the description below. And until next time, I'll speak to you real soon.